to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You know, in America, they got the big three, right?
Yeah.
Which is
the big one now, man. But yeah.
Yeah, they
do. Drake.
Okay. Yeah, Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Yes, man. Yes.
Yeah, them boys.
So, big three in SA, who's it? You gotta be in there, bro.
Nah, it's me, and me.
That's it. It's only one.
What does Nasty A. Reese got to say about that?
Hey, those was my buddies, but we in competition.
But real recognize real.
See, I'm him. That's all I can say.
Damn, bro. So you occupy all three podium spots. Number one, two, three.
Yeah. 20 years of practice.
20 years, bro.
To build this.
Wow. Who's your big three, Pinduk? Who would you say?
That's
an essay right now.
Hip hop. Damn, bro. Who's big in hip hop now?
Since my big dog passed away, rest in peace, aka.
Yeah.
I ain't even checking for niggas.
Yeah.
Old time or like.
No. Current? Right now. Like current, bro. Like who's got the pulse of the kids right now?
Young soul.
Can I be really honest? I'm too out of touch to give an honest top three of the moment.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If I say Aries, I know he's a huge artist, but quote me on a song, for example. You know what I mean? If I say it's Touchline, yeah, well, but these are guys I've heard and they sound amazing. Maclera, for example.
Oh, Maclera.
I'm too out of the loop to actually honestly say. It's like, yeah, I'm too out of the loop to, as far as hip-hop goes.
Your top three goes, lady?
I'm also a bit out of the loop, like Saul says, with the current. No.
What a cop out.
But you're 25K. Like, these guys are doing big, you know. You're Maclera. So, yeah. It's just that the guys that we've put up so, like, high on the pedestal, your MTs, you know, your Caspers, you know. But it's AKA, like, they haven't dropped, you know. So, we haven't had any music. So, that's why I'm saying, okay, the U Cats, but they still have to kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, what else did you drop, bro? Did you drop this year? Have you dropped this year?
No, I'm still about to drop. Signed a deal with Empire, by the way.
Oh, shut up, man.
Oh, shut up. Damn, bro.
Massive deal.
International,
yeah. International, right? Yeah, man. It's about that time, man.
For someone who hasn't heard, like, who's Empire?
Who's Empire, actually?
Do your homework on Empire.
It's massive. It's huge.
Google it.
Let's Google it right now.
Yeah. We're trying to get a feel of how big you're about to come. Because somebody else will say, damn, but MT is so big and it's got his own label. Why is he signing? Do you get me? So I'm asking.
It's a JV. You feel?
Joint venture.
Yeah. MT Records, Empire.
Oh, dope.
So what are they doing? What's MT Records doing as far as the music goes?
Man, they're taking me everywhere. He's taking my music everywhere.
Wait, Kendrick Lamar's under Empire?
I don't know.
Damn.
Any TD?
What does it say there, man?
Hey, man. They
got almost everybody.
Well, it says Empire Records started off small, but they're now globally known for working with big names such as XXXTentacion.
He's passed away. XXXTentacion.
Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Adam Lambert, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they've signed those guys. Like, it sounds like some, one way or the other, they're affiliated with them.
Yes,
yeah. Because those guys are not signed. Yeah?
Are you on the roster?
I don't think I'm on the right one, man. Is the Empire Records America and Empire Africa?
Yeah.
There's Empire.
There's Empire Africa, too.
Africa,
no? Also, like what Def Jam did.
Yeah, let me check Empire Africa.
Dope, man. As long as they're going to take you to the next level.
Okay,
but
Empire
I told my
Africa.
Man, guys, I don't want to be Empire, not Empire Africa. I want the real stuff.
The main Empire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Know what I mean?
Okay, there we go. Linking by Empire Africa.
Doing it big. I'm not playing.
So who approached you?
Asake.
Yeah, Asake's here. Mm. Asakes, yeah?
They came knocking on my door.
They came to you, no?
Shout out.
That's a blessing from the skies above.
Man, I know Empire Records. It's that guy, Innocent.
Kazi.
Innocent, you know Innocent.
Sounds like a South African name.
Yeah. He's part of the team.
He's part of the team, Oh, no, Empire is huge, bro. Oh, it's massive, like in Africa.
Familiar with the roster.
Where were you before?
I'm going to the States soon.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Where were you before? Before Empire?
Empty Records.
Yeah.
So they approach you and then what does the JV look like?
And I can't go deep into it, but it's a joint venture. You know what I mean? They're going to do what they do best. And I do, you know, submit the music.
Are they distributing? Business.
Yeah,
are they managing you also?
No, not gigs, managing.
Tours?
Distribution, all of that. And then the time will tell if we can do more.
But it's not going to be like in a year's time, you're like, Empire stole my mind.
They rocked me. Yeah.
They were quite ambitious, you know?
Hell nah, I got major respect for them. I never do that.
So your music will still be your music?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still independent.
The contract work, everything was checked by your lawyers? Everything is kosher with the deal?
I signed it, sent it back. I was satisfied.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I can never... I got major respect for Kazi. He did a lot for a lot of people. He brought Dipset back.
Dipset, yes. So what does the road look like if you want to be part of Empire internationally? Like, what do you have to do?
Nothing. Because I'm selfish with that.
Mm.
I'm selfish with it.
Mm. So being part of the system, like, automatically, they know you that side?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Will you work with Asake? Because he's part of the label.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's in the pipeline.
Fucking hell, that's going to be massive.
Olamide as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm penetrating the West.
Oh, yeah. That's a big market, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, how come you've never done piano?
I'm going to try it out.
For real?
Yeah, for sure.
But like the real piano, not like the Nigerian fake.
Yeah, I'm a little good. Pori, that's my OG.
Oh, shit. Pori MT.
Yeah.
On a track.
Woo.
Why did you take you so long, bro?
Yeah, that's my OG.
Why did it take you so long to top on a piano track?
I was learning it. Like, it was new to me.
Mm.
Now, and I wanted to grow in me.
Yeah.
Type shit. You know what I mean?
Respect that, yeah.
So when you say you're learning, like, are you listening to other piano tracks?
No. I don't listen to piano. Hell no.
So how you learning it then?
By watching them make their major moves.
Oh, without listening?
They inspire me with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't take time to like familiarize yourself with the music and how it's constructed so that you're able to execute it.
And now I'm linking up with the Godfather. You know what I mean? So it makes perfect sense.
Bro, is it different like from hip hop to piano? Like, you know, because MT's dope with the hooks. Like, is it different like how you ride the track and stuff? Or is it the same as hip hop? Like when you're writing the hooks?
It's music, bro. Because you guess guys like, for example, check guys like, what's his name? Mtunzi, right? He's like more of an Afro-pop kind of guy.
Oh, yes, Mtunzi.
But he sits perfectly on piano, right?
Mm.
A song like Jola, what's his name? Sinom Solo. It was an Afro-pop song. Mm. Then they just converted it into hip-hop. So at the end of the day, it's just melodies and writing to the music.
Mm.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's a lot too different, nah.
When you hip-hop niggas see like the piano cats doing what they're doing, what do you guys say, man?
I'm happy for them.
Nah.
I'm inspired, as I said.
Yeah.
Like, going overseas and stuff like that.
It's piano?
Seeing piano penetrate in other countries. I'm inspired.
Hey, man, it's massive. I think there's like 12 South African artists in the UK right now as we speak.
Mm.
See?
Yeah, of piano. Major.
That's, yeah.
You can't hear
well, that's like every week now, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Make the world so smaller.
Yeah.
can't do nothing but respect it.
With all like the reasons maybe you have for not having dropped music in a while, is piano one of them? That it's dominating so much, you don't want to feel like you're wasting releases because they get drowned by the piano wave.
Hell nah, musically nobody can fuck with me.
You the guy, bro. You the one.
Yeah. I don't care what genre you're in. If you play piano well or you're the best guitarist, can't fuck with me.
You're John Wick of the shit.
Yeah.
What you say to people that say hip-hop is dead in this country?
Be crazy.
Ah, but MT, it is dead, though. I can't remember the last time I was bumping a hip-hop
track.
Who's this boy? Drake and Kendrick are trying to,
But that was a moment. Like, that was just like one moment, you know?
It didn't bring it back.
We're in an era where, Boosie said this, we are in an era where real niggas are going extinct. So if you're a real nigga, prepare to be broke or neglected, judged, and so forth. So,
what does that have to do with hip hop?
We rappers, we sag our pants, we wear chains. That's why they kicked me out my kitchen. I was dripping. Yeah, and smelling up that za, of course. So
I'm trying to find out how you're answering the question you asked. So I'm so confused.
What was the question?
Let's bring it back. I'm saying why is hip hop dead, according to you?
We'll get to Mike's Kitchen.
Yeah, we'll get to Mike's Kitchen.
It's dead because they're not giving us chances.
Who's not giving you chances?
It is dead.
They keeping it.
No, ooh, man. No way.
But the one time for MT, bro, you're like an A-list artist.
They can't keep it hip hop.
Nah.
They're all hip hop.
How are they kicking?
We are the usual suspects. Hey, this happened. Hey, rapper did it.
So it's not about the music, bro.
Nah, I'ma drop some though.
Yeah.
And when I drop, it's over with.
Yeah.
How they keep keeping hip hop? I'm really fascinated by that.
They listen to radio.
Isn't it that the piano songs are just hotter in the streets with more bars? They musically, I can't say better, but they're just catchy. They're catching on more.
It's the new wave.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but listening to radio right now as I'm speaking to you.
Okay,
playing us.
You say you're about to drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's hot and it's on fire. Mm-hmm. So once you drop, how does the gatekeeping come in to play? Because you're a prominent artist in the country.
I'm coming at bitch like door. Break that gate that they're keeping.
So you're saying like they wouldn't play it on radio?
They would play it.
Okay, so that's not gatekeeping then.
Okay.
Yeah. They play my music.
Hip hop guys must just pull up their socks, man.
Yeah, for sure. We gotta pull up our socks.
Cause remember, I said they dropped in the middle of the piano storm and it fucking, you know, went above everything else. Yeah. So it's possible. No one is gatekeeping anything.
I'm saying though, I got close to 40 songs to choose from to make this album.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're not sleeping. You know what I mean? We're working. You know what I mean? That's why I say it's not there. As long as I'm alive.
How the shows like when you're performing now?
I perform every weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been performing Roll Up since the day it released.
Till now. Today. Till this day.
Oh, that's a classic.
Wow. Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, I know, man. Roll Up, fucking hell.
What's your favorite, like, piano track? Just one over.
I like So True.
So True.
Yeah. I like So True.
Which song by So True?
I don't know, because it's featured in so many songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
know what I mean? But when I hear his voice,
you like
I know
it.
It's him. Yeah. No. And fuck with Marumba Peach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beast. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yes.
Fuck with them hard.
And all these niggas, correct me if I'm wrong, they're all hip-hop guys, ne? Like Young
I don't
Star,
know about Marimba, but yeah, definitely.
Folka.
Folka, Youngstar. Nah.
Yeah, we have a hip-hop song.
Trill.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah, switched up.
So do you guys look at him differently because he switched up to piano?
Nah.
It's like, do you, ne?
Yeah, get your money, homeboy. Oh, yeah.
What, did you release a song with Folka?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I've never heard of it. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
It's called Klipa.
Klipa.
Yeah.
Klipa.
Is this before he was Folka that we know now, or like?
Yeah, it was before the...
the dancing Folka.
There's a song by Folka, a hip-hop song that I liked
yeah?
before he blew up with Zynga. There's a song he did with Zynga.
Oh, damn, for real.
Let me find it. I don't know what it was called, man, but it was fucking dope, bro.
Dope MC.
Yeah, he's a dope MC, dog. But I've never heard him with Young Starter stuff.
You remember 19 to 8?
Folka.
So it's going to be the first time now working with a piano artist with Pori, or you've done some stuff like that's unreleased?
I'm trying.
So you want Trill, obviously?
Yeah, Lomtwana. It's the remix. The song is called Lomtwana.
Lomtwana.
Yeah, the remix. Yeah. It's Zynga, Focalistic, and Manu Worldstar. Came out in 2020.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a dope song, man. I like that one.
Dope. Shout out.
Sorry, you were saying, yes.
Yeah, with trying to get piano artists.
Yeah. Anyone wants to work, I'm open. Piano artists, anybody.
You don't have any specific one you'd like to, you've heard and be like, yeah, we could vibe.
I want those two names that I mentioned, Sertri and Marumba Peach.
Uh-huh.
Bro, what are you on right now? What are you high off now? Is it, what is it? Just weed?
Yeah. The loudest in the land.
Is that the name of the weed?
Nah. It's a strain.
A strain?
Yeah.
How many times a day do you smoke?
I don't have an addictive personality anymore. So I can smoke one joint a day.
Shout out, man. Shout out.
So when you say anymore, how do you overcome that, having an addictive personality?
I chill at the crib with my kids. And yeah, I wouldn't want my kids to see me high all the time. Mm. You know what I mean?
Shout out.
Shit, they must be old now, ne?
So I limit.
They must be old now,
ne? Avery's 9 now.
Wow, man, Avery's 9. Wow,
bro.
Damn, bro.
Soon he's gonna have a girlfriend, man.
Yeah. Was so I'm about to call him. But no boy like no sukta.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
He's got an iPhone.
You got an iPhone.
Just got an iPhone.
Yeah. Shit.
Damn, man. At 9, bro.
Yeah.
Is that a... Hey, that doesn't sound wise, man.
No way. Yeah. I have a 9-year-old. He ain't getting no iPhone.
No phone at all.
He got it.
Do you call him?
And a tablet.
Do you call him?
Yeah, FaceTime.
Let's FaceTime right now. Let's FaceTime.
It's at school.
Oh, okay.
It's school.
Ah, it's 3 o'clock. What school?
Extra mural.
Yeah, yeah, extra mural.
Man, aftercare. Get out my frozen chips all aftercare.
Anyway, and what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Yeah. Salt and Lucas here, Ghost Ladies here, everybody's here. And please welcome our friend of the show once again, MT. What do they call you? They call him Mtembenivic in Croatia. What do they call you?
Mtembenivic.
Yeah, Mtembenivic.
Vic.
Yeah, Mtembenivic. Croatia, yeah.
Mtembenivic.
Yeah, Mtembenivic.
Why?
I like it.
That's just how, that's what they call him in Croatia.
Like, you know, their names are like Vic, like Kovacic,
Modric.
Oh,
Modric.
Watch.
Yeah.
Are they still throwing you with avocados, man?
I dare them.
Someone hit you with an avocado.
Oh, did you know that thing? That
was 95.
No.
You don't know that story?
Yeah, I remember that story. Actually, MC, what happened?
Where do you live?
What happened when they hit you with an avocado? No, he got hit by an avocado. You were alive and told us, MC.
Yeah. They did that too.
Who hit you with an avocado?
Yeah.
What were you?
A gang of white kids.
White kids?
Yeah. This was 1995.
Oh, when they were riding you and you were playing, that period, yeah. when your mom was working.
No, my grandma.
Grand, yeah.
Yeah, she was a helper and whatnot. She used to bring us Legos and shit, yeah. And hand-me-downs and shit like that. Yeah. But them kids did me dirty.
Shit, bro.
Bro, you got to make that the intro to your new EP or album. They hit me with an avocado, man.
Oh, man. I didn't watch that whole interview. I feel like...
Oh, damn.
Sorry, man.
So, try me now.
So by the time this comes out, we would have voted. Are you voting?
Yeah, no.
You're not voting?
Mm.
Why?
Man, these niggas don't deserve my vote.
Everyone? There's so many parties, man. And you get extra ink once you're done.
I grew up on ANC. There's parties that I don't even know. She's driving me to my car, so I'm not voting.
But
I'm an ANC.
Why aren't you voting for the ANC then? Because you grew up on ANC. It's the only thing you know.
You got a point.
Well, yeah, look, just well, man. You know? Unless you're not happy with them, then you stay at home. But yeah,
bro, there's no way you're always like this, like 24/7. You're just like this.
It's me.
No way, bro.
The wife is fucking funny, she can
bro.
Confirm.
Is he like this 24/7? No ways, bro.
Hey, bro.
This guy's living, dog. You look like you got no worry
no
in the
worries.
World, dog.
Yeah.
Like, do you even have a mate? I'm sure you don't have a mate.
I have a helper.
Yeah. You got to help her.
Yeah.
And you give her instructions, you like?
I don't give her instructions.
She just does what she wants, ne?
Yeah,
you can tell.
She knows what to do.
You know.
What's the last thing you stressed about, dog? Like, do you even stress, bro?
Yes, I do.
What's the last thing you stressed about?
I don't know, but... Every day I stress about the death of my best friend.
Oh, yeah, man. Your manager, ne?
Yeah, it was my PA.
PA?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like, you remember last time you were here, I told you how much I love Manando.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like your Manando 2.0, ne?
Yeah, he was my like my right-hand man.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Yeah. You put out an Instagram post 6 weeks back. This is what it said, ne?
Mm-hmm.
My best friend, you love this car so much. I promise I'd buy you one. You quit your job to be my assistant. I was never late for interviews, shows, etc. That's debatable, man, because you were late for a lot of shows, I heard, man.
They were capping.
You were never a yes man.
Late for shit.
We prayed together, starved together, won together, lost together. From high school, you were all at my studio sessions, making sure the engineer tweaks my vocals the right way. We never argued or raised our voices to one another. You raise your voice, dog?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Never.
We did so many pull-ups on niggas. Like, yeah. What do you mean? Like,
stomp on niggas.
For real? Like, beat them up?
Yeah.
Why,
bro?
Disrespecting me? I'm big hustle.
Yeah. I just get niggas have like guns and stuff.
Hey, they're not the only ones with guns.
Yeah.
See.
You ever pulled up on a nigga and he had a gun?
No. I'm not gangster like that.
Yeah.
I just snap at people who disrespect me. But I'm not gangster like that.
So, bro, like you like fight.
Yeah.
But everything looks like it's in slow motion, man. How are we fighting? Like... It's too slow, man.
I agree with you, but I agree with you. I don't see you fighting, man. I don't see you fighting, bro.
Then I'll stab your way.
But that's the thing. I'll see that, you know, the stab from a mile away. That's the thing. I don't see you agile and quick, you know?
I'm from here, bro, dog. I'll stab your ass.
You ever stabbed someone, bro?
Nah.
Okay. But you're capable of?
Huh?
You're capable?
I'm capable, yes.
You ever been stabbed?
No. Mm-hmm. And it's only for protection. I mean no harm.
You ever been beat up though?
Yeah.
Like badly?
Yeah.
Shit, man. What happened?
One time my pop beat the shit out of me.
Your pops?
Yeah.
So he pulled up on you?
And it was the day before my birthday.
Damn.
So he fucked me up mentally type shit. But I still have my pops too. Shout out my pops.
What did you do, though? What happened?
Beat the shit out of me.
What did you do, man? Day before your birthday.
I forgot. I missed something. I missed a meeting or some shit like that. Yeah.
Is your pop still alive?
Yeah, still alive.
Oh, shit, man. I don't know that.
But we cool.
Yeah?
We cool.
Yeah. What does he say about, like, your success and stuff?
What can he say?
I'm proud of you. Love you. You know, that stuff.
He said that. Yeah.
Sorry for beating you the day before your birthday.
MT, with all honesty, man, the way you act, right? It just reminds me because, you know, it's people like, okay, for instance, I'll take it to my own family, you know. I have a cousin who is you, has the whole characteristic, slow talking. He's on Yahoo. So we all kind of like hammering. Haven't people said you are on?
Yeah, every day.
For real?
Oh, damn, bro.
So don't you think your weed is laced?
Nah, hell no. I get it from white folks.
Laced with them Evils, man.
White folks.
No, but this guy's too focused, bro. There's no way you can be this focused and be on your own.
And he rolls, yeah, you probably roll your own weed.
I got kids.
Laced weed.
Yeah, he's got kids.
I got three kids.
You know?
Yeah. Mm. But I'm just saying, when someone is observing and you're like, wait, I'm seeing this character, same characteristics. The person I know who's like this is on Nyawupe. That's why I'm just saying, don't people say, something does not add up with MT.
Do they got kids?
Do they got platinum selling
Who
albums?
They feeding? No. Mm-hmm. Who they taking care of?
Exactly.
But I think you're like this because of your previous, maybe lean.
Are their dreams coming true?
I know.
Now it's a me, you know. My dreams came true. I got three kids.
Beautiful.
I'm a man of God. I pray.
Blessed.
And fuck a hater.
That's all that matters, man. Let me continue. You're going to say, my road dog spent two nights in a cell for me so I can do shows and make money to bail him out. Yeah. That's wild. What happened there, bro?
We beat up an Uber driver.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah.
Why did you beat up the Uber driver?
Yeah.
One of my homies requested. And then my other homies called me and said, I'm pulling up. So I said, no, cancel.
Yeah.
The trip.
Yeah.
That motherfucker pulled up anyway. And he's like, hey, you cancel, bro.
Mm-mm.
He's like, nah, I'm not going anywhere without my money. Just that and the third. RIP my nigga label. He had glasses like souls. That Uber driver snatched his glasses.
Oh, shit.
Eesh, you don't do that.
Yeah. Old Bonang, you snatched my glasses.
You know what I mean? He snatched the glasses, and then we heard some rumbling. And back in the day, we lived like 8 niggas at the crib.
Yeah.
When we heard the rumbling, we beat that nigga up. We beat him up, took his car keys, and then he went to report us. And then, yeah, the plan was to leave me out of it because I had shows and shit like that.
Yeah, you got a profile.
Yeah.
And then you bailed him out.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
So why did you take his car keys? So that he doesn't bolt.
Drop
it. Fuck. Damn.
Where you gonna go?
With your car keys?
I got the keys. Where you gonna go?
Shit.
How recent was this?
Yo, years back.
Oh, years back. Okay.
So now how do you then get fingered and... Oh, no, you were protected. So he took the full...
He went to jail for 2 days.
2 nights.
Yeah, 2 nights. For his brother. Would you do that for your friend, Doug?
One of my niggas wanted to snitch, though.
Ah! It's Java!
Nah.
Kumbulu, man! He can't be spending a night in jail if he says his mom. No.
Like, I'm snitching, nigga. I miss my mom.
I miss my mom, bro.
Java had nothing to do with
that. No, we just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah.
So why did the guy want to snitch? Why did your friend want to snitch, bro?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was scared. It was being a pussy.
Yeah. Tell me something. Is this snitching thing like big in SA? Is it a real thing? You know, like in America, snitching is like, yo.
Yeah.
SA, you can snitch if you want.
No, I don't think it's a big thing. People they just say it in the music, dog.
It was big in that
no
part.
No way.
Like, bim, 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 essentially. That was big. Like.
Yeah, but I'm saying with rappers.
No, but in America, it's more of a lifestyle thing. Like, if you're from the hood, you don't rat. Whether you subscribe to hip-hop or not, you don't rat. You don't talk to cops at all.
Like me, I'm from here, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm snitch.
Ah, come on, man. So are you telling me, all right, MT, I come to you, bro. I'm a cop. I'm going to arrest you for life unless you snitch on Saul. Think about your kids. Think about your career. Are you not going to snitch?
What I do?
Huh?
What I do?
You going to snitch?
To...
Oh, what did you do?
Yeah.
Let's say you stab someone.
Shit.
Well, I've stabbed someone, but you taking the fall for it. The cops got you, arresting you. And you know who did it. I did it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the math, count the years, and only man.
We're snitching, right? We snitching.
Nah, I wouldn't sit in jail for it.
Yeah.
I ain't stupid like that.
Yeah.
I might look stupid, but I'm not dumb like that.
So was your homie dumb though to spend 2 nights for you?
Nah, he didn't do it for me. He did it for the brand, for the bread.
Yeah,
because if you go he's down, the breadwinner. He's bread, fair enough. Right.
So it's taking one for the team.
Respect, yes.
Fair enough. People thought we were brothers. I'll make you proud and do my best to keep your name alive. ATM for life. Yeah. Can you expect a Mananda 2.0, man? That song is... Man, Mananda still hits me till this day, man.
Yes, sir. Rest in peace.
Are we getting a Mananda 2.0 in the new project?
Maybe.
Nah.
I'll make a song. Of how we beat niggas up.
Yeah.
How we did it.
Yeah. But also with those kind of things, it's got to come from within. It's, you can't like go into the studio and say, I'm making a Manando 2.0 type vibe, right?
Yeah.
Nah?
Yeah.
Bro, how do you come up with the hooks, bro? Like, how do you think of your hooks?
This is 20 years of practice. Hard work and resilience.
So is it a technique?
Even in high school, I'd sit at the back of a classroom and not do my work. Write music. That's what I did. Write lyrics, books.
Is it a technique or like can you see the hook even before you write it, or like does it come in your dreams, or like
I learned from a young age that you know, the hook makes the song. You know, so if I can just hit a nice hook, you know what I mean? The verses, so I wanna, but my main focus is the hook. Even when I record, I start with the hook. Yeah.
But what I'm asking is, it like, do you have a technique that you use? So can I throw a word at you and then already, you know, okay, cool, this word will work with this, and then the hook does, like, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how your mind works when you in the process.
Oh, I just play the beat 20 times.
Okay.
Put me in the booth. You have a hook. Yeah.
So it sounds like a feeling, that's all.
Yeah, do let's say you're at home, I've sent you some beats. Yeah. Do you sit stationary in the studio listening to the beat, or you're one of those people, you play the beat and do whatever you're doing. As it plays in the background, maybe something is sparked.
I write in the studio.
So you sit and consciously listen to it.
Yeah.
And then do you like have
pen
people...
and pad?
Pen and pad. Yeah.
Pen and pad.
What do you consider? Do you have like, do you think, is this, what are your rules? Do you keep it simple? Do you think people can sing along with it? What do you write with in mind?
Yeah, sing along is one of them. Make sure it sounds like an anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And also the message. The message needs to be strong. Yeah.
You're always rapping about like ubuthakathi and like,
yeah.
Is that from experience?
Nah, but I know they're out there. Mm. I know they're out there flying with brooms.
Damn, bro. In my daddy
house. I don't know about back home, but they're out there. They doing their thing.
Do you consult? How do you know they're out there?
I'm a spiritual being.
Do you feel like there are people abazama ukuthakatha?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently or past? Who?
Every day.
For real? Yeah,
bro. And they always fail.
Mm. Shout out.
Because I'm not walking alone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might see me as a vessel, but bitch, my ancestors are too strong.
Hey, bro, is it true you wanted to leave the country last year because you had some death threats?
Damn.
Yeah. I had some death threats. It was weird. You just come to find out that it's just niggas, one man playing me, you know?
How's this happening? Is it like, are they calling you and saying?
They call, they text, they WhatsApp.
Saying what? What are they saying?
If you, like, dumb shit, like, yeah, if you love your daughter, meet me here, blah, blah, blah. Hey, how are your parents doing? Are they safe? Hey.
Chance takers.
I'll kidnap your kids. Yeah. But I had security at the time. So, yeah.
So how did you get rid of it? How sure are you that, like, when did you know that it was over? Did they just leave you or you sent out a message? Did you do something?
They just left me alone. Because I know people who know people.
Chance takers. People. Yeah.
So, is it really chance takers? Or maybe did you like...
Chance takers, man.
You didn't like piss someone off in the gang world or
hell
something?
Hell no.
He's not a gangster.
I'm
like
a
that.
Cool ass nigga.
Maybe he fuck someone's girl?
Hell no. Ish. I don't do that.
You don't fuck?
I would pep in your pep. But... I don't do that.
Hey, no, MD. Hey, MD's a legend, dog. Yeah. So now you're feeling safe?
Yeah. I feel safe.
Mm.
Yeah, I just feel safe, but I'm always watching over my shoulder, you know?
Mm. Bro, so what happened in Mike's kitchen?
me and my partners, we were in studio. And you know, when MT is in the studio, it smoke all over.
Yeah.
So, load shedding hit. So I'm like, all right, gents, let's go have lunch at, what's the name?
Mike's Kitchen.
Parktown.
Yeah. We pull up. Obviously, we smell it a lot.
Yeah.
We are hungry. We have munchies. We want to eat. Know what I mean? And I'm showing the homies around, like, yo, this place is 100 years old, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I'm giving them the background.
Which is true, by the way, facts.
You know what I mean? Mm. Then some white man comes through, looks at us funny. And then he even pulled me by the hand. I'm like, where are we at? He's like, let's have a chat outside. I'm like, cool, but don't touch me. Where we at? What's up? I need you guys to leave. You smell of weed and you have too much tattoos.
I'm like,
yo, gang, let's bounce. I didn't have time to argue with that nigga. Like, I didn't give him the time and date. Like, that's how you feel? Gang, we out. That was it.
What fuckery is that, man?
Mark's Kitchen should be ashamed, man.
Nah, man. That sounds like some racial profiling bullshit.
Yeah.
Tattoos?
Yeah, exactly. Tattoos. So you can't eat your money.
I've been going there since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, because you grew up around the corner.
Yeah. And now I have kids. I'm a grown up. And I am who I am. You choose to choke me out, embarrass me in front of people.
Yeah.
Come on. How many white people walk in there smelling like smoke, bro?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Yeah. With hella tats on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Ramagashiso Mike.
But I'm suing the yes.
Oh, you suing them?
Yeah. Just that my lawyer is sleeping on it.
What is it? What case? What's it called?
On what grounds are you suing?
Yeah.
Defamation of character. What's the other one?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. My lawyer will know. Yeah, but I'm suing the ass. And yeah, they're going to make me rich.
Do you think they knew who you were? They didn't.
They didn't know.
Nah, they will know now.
Yeah, they know now. They know now. Because we met up with them. And he's a 100-year-old lawyer. What fucker is that? Your lawyer is 100 years old.
Would you go back to Mike's Kitchen?
Fuck no.
Let's go back and record a podcast there.
Yeah.
Just for the fuck of it. We'll do 5 minutes. Just say hi and bye.
Yeah. Then it's a documentary. The racism.
Yes.
That's happening there currently.
Oh, what?
Mm.
Yeah.
So what did the conversation go like when you met up with Mike's Kitchen and their lawyers?
They brought out 10 cans of Coca-Colas and waters. Then they went in another room with my lawyer, spoke. Me, I got pissed off. I just walked out. Disney is playing with me, including my lawyer.
Oh.
Why he got me waiting out here? I left.
Sounds like the Coca-Cola really got to you.
Yeah. In my city, play with me in my city? Man, you must be crazy.
What kind of outcome were you hoping for?
In that meeting? Some, they got a compensation.
Settled, yeah. Mm. Some settlement. Mm.
Yeah, something.
How much you trying to get from them?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like 500?
Yeah, that's a light.
Half a mil.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Otherwise.
And then we buy it. Né?
Yeah.
Hey man, what's this I hear? You got beef with Tyler. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Hmm? I read somewhere that you got beef with Tyler, yeah.
Ah.
You Let's called read the her out recently, actually.
Let me read the article. Where
or was it on, yeah.
I said, I'm here to see Tyler humble.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her humble.
Why? Why do you say that?
I haven't seen her humble.
What would be an example of her being humble? Or what if
Why you must do? I care?
Yeah, here we go. IOL News says, MT calls out Tyler for lack of humility in viral tweet. Okay. Break that down for me. What do you mean? It says here, MT disappointed as Tyler snubs him at event.
Oh.
That's what they wrote here, man.
Captain ass news.
So what's the real story?
They just touched over the tweet. Maybe I'll see her humble tomorrow.
What do you mean, but you haven't seen her humble? Like, have you met her?
No.
So how would you see?
I seen the clips and the what. But it's just an opinion, yo. Everybody got an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this wasn't a personal experience?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just saying from what you're seeing and what she's portraying herself to be, you don't think that she's humble?
Type shit. How can you come with the whole army to Mall of Africa?
For protection, isn't it?
Security.
Security. She's a prized asset. I think she's the famous person in SA right now.
Yeah, she could get jumped or like not in a bad way, but mobbed. Not mobbed, like people celebrating her.
Yeah.
Then there's
we
a stampede.
Don't do that in Waterfall, gang. That's Waterfall. It ain't here, bro, no more. You feel me?
You've never been mobbed, bro? Like at your concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
Mobbed how?
Like
people jump you, you know, like in excitement.
Yeah.
So imagine Tyler, bro.
Yeah. And also maybe that happens elsewhere in different parts of the world for her. For sure. She doesn't know if that can happen or not. And the only way to mitigate that is by having security.
For sure.
You see... You learn new things every day.
Mm.
I didn't know when I was tweeting that tweet. Now I know.
But that tweet makes no sense, bro. How can you say she's not humble if you've never met her? You've never had a personal interaction.
Like I say again, from the clips I've seen.
But she's performing. She's an artist. She's performing on the clips. She's entertaining.
Shit, I take it back.
Hey, that's big of you, man. Shout out. Get an idea. That is big of you, bro. Yeah. That's honest, bro.
Man, MT's podcast goals, bro. Fuck it up.
That is honest, man. Man, you're such an honest man. Man, hey, shout out to
him. We gotta have him every week.
Hey, I can't wait to get in the studio with Tyler, man.
Yeah.
Man, it ain't no animosity, none.
All right, cool, man. Let's talk about all the achievements because you've been working, bro.
Yeah.
You've been doing some crazy things, man. You got to deal with Ama Keep Keep, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. What happened there?
Discontinued.
Okay.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah.
But we will drip now.
Oh, yeah, I saw it, man.
The drip, shout out.
Yeah.
New sneakers, so.
Damn, all those shoes. Oh, well done on the deal, bro.
That's
beautiful.
These are called the claws, man.
So you called the club?
The claws.
Oh,
you designed them, ne?
Nah.
Oh, Likao did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All
right, cool. Nice. How did you settle on the name Claws, man?
Huh? A nice ring to it.
How did you settle on the claws? Like the name claws?
Likao named them.
Yeah, it was already named, right?
Oh, Likao named them.
My sneakers are coming soon.
Oh.
So
okay.
what's the deal with these then?
These are the new drips.
Oh, so you're an ambassador.
You're ambassador.
Yes. Oh, okay. So your signature sneakers will come through with them.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So but you made money with that My Keep Keep thing, because those shirts are everywhere, man, and they're dope, by the way.
Yeah.
You made money, ne?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. And then with this, so you're an ambassador.
Yeah.
So it means you're on like a monthly retainer, or like, is it due to sales, or how's it working?
Yeah, it's due to sales. It's due to, we hadn't had that conversation as yet.
Yeah.
But we're still gonna speak further. But for now, I'm pushing these, man. The claws.
Nice.
The MT sneakers are coming soon, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bro, I love the fact that you're always pushing local. You're wearing Galax Boy, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're wearing Galax Boy, Drip,
yes,
worked
sir.
With I'ma Keep Keep. Shout out, man. Yes, we need more niggas like him, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You just need a chiller's punch, you know? He's missing a chiller's punch.
Yeah.
But he doesn't drink.
I don't drink. People get surprised. You don't drink?
Yeah.
It is surprising.
You've stopped for like 10 years, ne?
Yeah.
No, but you can't drink, dog. Imagine this and drunk on top of that. Ah, yeah.
It's a mess.
It'd be a maza. Ghost Lady, any questions?
There were stories that in the past with just the issues you had with your wife, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously about a month ago, we saw that you guys have reunited. What happened?
Man, I'm fighting for my family, gang.
Is that her? Is that you? Yeah. Oh, shit! Oh, I thought it was the new one.
No, that's not the new one. This is the wife, man. This is the only one. Yeah. Well done.
Oh,
they
fix you.
Things, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, man. Gave me 3 kids, man.
Beautiful kids. Bro. Beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Not just, hey. But some of them come out, you know, hey.
This thing.
Hi, MacGyver.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's what we are.
How are you guys? How? What happened? How did you? What was the process of mending your issues?
We still working on it, you know.
Because there was allegations of abuse and obviously you said that you're a drug addict and stuff like that.
You went live, ne?
Then there were videos.
You didn't go live. No, she was live. You were live.
You went live.
Well, they've both been live. Yeah, but he was live. Yeah.
I just remember seeing either you or her live, and I was like, oh, man, why did they go live?
Yeah, and then there was the mom somewhere in the background.
Yeah, because, as couples, we all fight.
Yeah.
But going live is like exposing it to the whole world.
Costing it.
Yeah, man.
I sit here today regretting that shit, gang.
Nah. Oh, so it was you, nah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see he regretting that shit, man. I shouldn't have done that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Did you get counseling? What did you guys do? What necessary steps did you take?
I got a little bit of counseling.
Dope.
Just a little bit. Mm. And
she's been with you since the beginning, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, shout out.
Yeah, she's been there since
the start.
Shout out. That's good.
Shout out to the wife, man. Yeah.
Before I even had $2,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
So, yeah.
No, that's good.
Wow. Mm. There's more I want to ask, but I can't find the question right now. Mm-mm. So who approached who, to mend the situation? Did you call her or she called you?
I can't remember clearly, but we met a couple times and we spoke, you know, through us meeting and talking, you know, we decided, you know, let's build our family.
How was the makeup sex? You know, it's always banging when you get back together. It's fire, isn't it?
Very live. The sex came. Yo.
Yeah, it's too much. Hey, when you get back together.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Sounds like you break up just
for makeup sex.
I love the sex questions.
So, bro, like,
well, let's put you on a song.
No, fair enough. You say?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, sometimes, like, when that happens, right, and there's a bit of a breakup in a relationship, mm-hmm. and then sometimes maybe didn't that happen where you've got a person now you need to tell that, yo man, vacate, my wife is coming back?
Yeah, nah, I ain't that type of dude. When we were excuse me, when we were apart for those few months, I was depressed, you know what I mean? So no, I'm on a pussy can remove that stress. You see?
So you were alone those months?
Yeah.
Nah, I feel you, man. How are the kids? The kids, I'm sure they're happy now.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool. I got a daughter now.
Oh, you got a daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. They're special.
Growing the legacy.
How old is she?
She just turned one.
Oh, wow, man. Yes. Shout out to you, man. Yes. You guys are blessed, man. I got some questions from the chillers just before you go, ne? Please, can you ask him about the song Thank You? Yeah, can you tell us about that song?
The song Thank You, man, itself, it explains itself, you know. Anyone who's been supporting MT, my music, I'm thanking those people, you know. I know for a fact that there's people out there praying for me, wishing me well, above the hate, you know.
Definitely.
So I was really, really thanking everybody, including the sound engineer, including, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
To showcase my talent and yeah.
Dope, man.
Letting me be who I want to be, yeah.
Someone's asking, how's your relationship with Aries and Java at the moment?
I love Aries. I love Java. We cool. It's no problems over there. Those is my brothers, you know.
That's Java. Was this Java in Cape Town? Mm-hmm. Hey, his entrance is fire. He was just like, no, but you don't know who he is.
Oh, that backstage thing. Shaitaze, I'm sure. Yeah, like, wow. Yeah,
that's killer.
Like, we lost. Were you chatting to him?
It's been a minute. He's a busy person, you know. Me, I'm more of a pops. At the moment, I'm a part-time rapper, full-time pops. So, yeah, now he's busy, you know.
Yeah.
Nani has Bonel. He's doing big things, you know. So, yeah.
Shut up, man. Pinduk, any question
you have? Yeah, man. Like, ATM, man. You know, I think I know you guys, like, you're a crew and stuff. But ever since you guys all became, like, really big, you haven't dropped anything. Are you guys still together? Are you planning on dropping anything, like, jointly? Apart from you being, like, there's one song you're on in Isbugo. The other guys are on other songs. But just as a collective, you know, I think that would be dope.
Yeah, it would really be dope. We spoke about it one time. We just have to make time for it, you know. It will make the world shake.
But you don't have songs and stuff that you maybe...
We have old songs.
Just old.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I remember you guys had a docuseries on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And there was a gang. Yeah, there was a gang of them, ATM, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are no longer together, like that whole crew from that series? Or some of them stayed?
I got it tattooed on me, so I'm ATM for life.
Yeah.
And the rest of the gang got the tattoo too. So it's like, this thing is for life. You've seen Java, his Twitter handle is Java ATM.
Oh yeah, I've seen, yes.
It's a for life thing, you know, it's a culture.
Yeah.
That we brought into the game, you know.
No, shut up, man. Yeah. So the real reason you came is because you got an artist that you want to promote, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Who's this guy, man? What's going on there?
Yes, sir. Young Seruno, man. Young Seruno. He's from the south side of the city.
Where is he? Yeah. Yo, Saruno.
Young Saruno.
Can we give him a mic? Or must he use which mic? Where is it? Oh yeah, bring him here. Come through, man. Young Saruno. Come through, Young Saruno.
Okay, hey.
Make some noise for Young Saruno.
Young Saruno. Young Saruno. Yeah.
That's fine.
Let him come in.
Let him come in. We don't have to stop.
Oh, he's still fixing his drip.
Do you guys want to stop? You want to stop? You want to set up a chair? Yeah. I can stand.
He's an MC, bro.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, time is money.
MC, man. Oh, you're a DJ. Hey,
yo, I love that shirt, man. You guys in the drip is too much, bro.
Young Saruno.
What is this? Is this local? What are you wearing? Is this local?
Man, I got this from YS. I don't know what this is. But I think it's local, for sure.
Yo, it's dope.
Because I think this is Brenda.
Let me see.
Please. Is this Brenda?
I think so.
No. Nah, that's not Brenda, man.
These
young kids, man. These young kids. They just be throwing names out there.
That's Naomi Campbell, bro.
That's Naomi
Campbell.
I'm tweaking, gang.
I'm tweaking, shorty.
These kids.
Just throw names out there, man.
Okay, so you got to deal with Empire, and then under your Empire deal, you can sign other people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great, man. And then he's your first artist.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Tell us more about yourself, bro.
Sanbona animaka.
Inda.
Sanbona bafo.
Bafo. Play out this way.
Inda. What is
it? James.
Look who's saying
projection. Look who's saying projection.
Projection.
You can manage.
Okay, so I don't know if you want me to tell you the story of how I came up.
Yeah, tell us, man. Tell us, man.
Okay. For the people at home, I'm Young Saruno. To my mom, I'm younger. I was born in Eastern Cape, then moved here when I was like 5.
Dope.
And then I got into the game when I was in high school, grade 10. So when I was in grade 10, I started working at the Poison Box store in Rum.
Poison Box?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So was me... 10. No, in grade 10.
Oh.
Well, his son's got an iPhone in 9. Anything is possible.
So, yeah, man. That's where I met, like, most of the guys.
Yeah.
I met Stilo, which is like... Stilo Mokulit is like my pops. I call him my pops because he's the one that put me on. That's where I met Ricky, Pigo, Boys and Bugs, technically.
The whole crew.
And then I started... DJing for Lucas Raps.
Oh, Lucas.
Oh, damn.
Were you at that house in Waterfall?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Was that his house for real?
Yo, come on, my brother. He loved the beans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, I started DJing for Lucas Raps till last year, around July. And then I just wanted to venture out into being like an actual DJ.
Lucas is fire, bro. That hot stepper track with Blackie, ne?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, his album was also sounding fire.
Yeah.
And he's on my album too, the one I'm about to drop.
The one you're about to drop on.
Yeah,
nice,
so
nice.
Fast forward, before I met MT, I met his little brother.
Yeah.
He's DJ.
Yeah.
So he's DJ at the time when I met him. This was 2018. He was trying to learn how to DJ.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't DJ. Yeah. And then I kind of taught him because I knew a little bit. And then...
You play the same DJ sets? You know, like all I do is win.
Yeah, nah.
You don't?
Yeah, nah.
You drop fire shit?
Of course.
All right, clean.
Of course.
Trap.
I threw a party in lockdown. I made 40,000. Yeah. In lockdown.
Oh, shit.
And the person that pushed me to do that was Ricky.
Ricky
pushed me to do
that. Where was this party? Tanzania?
Hell nah. It was in Randburg. No, it was in Randburg.
Randburg, oh.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So
man. Breaking the law, nice, man.
I made his law. Anyway, fast forward to Cotton Fest, Durban.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of met him. Every time I'd see him, I wouldn't holler at his little brother because I know him.
Yeah.
But I just like dap him up and keep him moving. Yeah. And then in Durban, Cotton Fest, I pulled up to dap up his little brother as always. Yeah. And then he was like, oh shit, I saw you. Because we do funny videos like skits and shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where we rap and like a Shona accent.
Oh wow. Type shit. Okay.
So yeah, that's he was like, oh, I've seen your videos, boo. And then we started chilling.
Can I see one of the videos? You got
where's my phone?
I think I've seen those.
You've seen them?
Wait, it's like a group of you.
Hell no. Oh. them niggas stole our kids. Souls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they stole your
you
souls.
Know school kids who rap like with Sigisti accents. Sigisti, I forget, man.
Yo, those niggas stole our souls for real.
Yeah. I'll touch you those.
So it's like big on TikTok and stuff.
No.
Oh,
on Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram, okay.
Yeah. So do they like in a car, him and his partner rapping, freestyling?
I want to know network.
This Wi-Fi, fam. Let me try to get onto the Wi-Fi.
Or just
no,
on
shit,
your phone.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, cool, man. Mm. What am I on now?
So Instagram. Just Instagram.
TikTok or Instagram.
Cool, in my brother. All
right, cool.
Fine, you guys started that, man.
Yeah.
So
anyway, he saw one of these videos and then he was like, yo, shit, man, this is funny as hell.
Yeah.
Play on.
Of course. I go now.
I can't wait to hear the story, how he ends up signing you from seeing a funny video.
That's a crazy story, my brother.
He signed a DJ from a skit video. Yeah, I'm funny. Can you DJ? Let me sign you. I can't wait.
Loaded. I'm a goofy ass nigga.
We are here. We are here, brothers in arms. Brothers with farms. As you said, it comes with a high demand.
High demand.
Backed by high, popular demand. Popular demand. We've been arrived. That is. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes, I pull up, I'm catching a spong.
You what?
I beat on your booty like bongo. Dark skin, ass nigga. Yes. I'm coming from Congo.
I'm coming from where? I'm coming from Congo.
Yes.
In my plate, I want an Nelly Zondo.
Yes.
Which is sketchy, I'm calling a bongo.
Yes.
And I aim for the streets like a hobo.
Streets like a hobo.
You what?
I'm touching the streets like a spoon.
Okay.
She's broken to give her a bongo. Okay. Her drip is fake, she's wearing a bongo.
A bongo. She's wearing a bam. Wow. In my office, I'm Barack Obama.
Yes.
Put my tip on her lips like a zamba.
Yes.
Then I give her the tip like a baba.
No, a tip like a waiter. In my office, I know I'm a mayor.
Okay.
I'm in the walls, I feel like a painter.
Okay.
Then she went on her knees like a prayer.
No, she went on her knees like proposal.
Why?
Cause my penis is long as equator.
Yes.
Hey. Need to fuck her and call her a corsa.
Yes.
Need to fuck her to finish my data.
No, she finished my eater.
Yes, wow,
she doing it big like a headline.
Oh no.
The first guy is always a decline.
Oh no.
I'm checking it.
So basically,
I'm getting a call.
Yeah, bookings number.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, okay, so, cool. Yeah. Please play that, ne? You'll send it to us, ne?
No, for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you saw that. And then we just started clicking, man. We started linking up. And then we started chilling around each other. And then I just randomly, like, if we're driving somewhere, I just randomly play my songs because, like, I have songs out already.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, type vibe. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd play songs and he'd be like, who's this? And I'd tell him, man, like, who's this? I'd tell him. And then he'd be like, so whose songs are these?
Yeah.
I'm like, they mine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, man, the rest is history, really.
Wow, man.
But the songs are yours in what capacity, as if you're a DJ?
As in, I curated it.
Ah.
I created this space for the song to come alive.
How does that happen? I've always been curious.
So it depends. It could be a thing of we make a beat, we call someone to come, they rap. Or most of the times, like, for instance, Black, he would send me songs like, yo,
yeah,
check us out, I have the song. Play it, drop it, whatever. Lucas will send me a song.
Yeah.
Hash will do the same. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Oh, Hash is fire, cool, man.
Yeah.
What you think about that new project?
By who?
Hash, Big Hash.
Yeah, oh, it's great. Fire.
Yo, I haven't heard it.
But he's not
hearing good things about it.
You know Kai Cash, the feature on it?
Uh-uh.
It's some, she's like big. She's on Travis Scott's album.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's that massive.
Yeah, and she has him on her project.
Whoa.
Travis.
He's gone, bro.
Hash is on FIFA. When you're playing FIFA.
FIFA!
His song plays on FIFA.
Yeah, I heard even the remix of Vulindlela by Major League.
He's different. He's
Major
like the DJ Lag of hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Oh, Hash is
all
really
these
big.
International stuff.
Even Blacky, bro. All these kids, actually.
Yeah, and Blacky's Blacky. Big. Like, yeah. International big, yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, that's how Hash. I met Big Dog.
Yeah, he just dropped a single featuring Blacky and Wang.
Wow.
It's called Out the Mud. Check that out.
It dropped actually last week.
It's the hardest song on the streets right now.
Yeah,
nice one, man.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, man. All the best, my dog. Sure, so the album's dropping out when?
Saruno.
As all.
Yeah.
When is the album dropping and stuff?
End of June.
End of June, we're dropping.
Yeah, it's called Operation Save Hip Hop 2.
And it. Also, how do you go from La Yanga to Akti Yang, like Seruno? What's the Seruno song?
So I got the Seruno name from Stilo Makulit. So oh, Stilo. We had like a clique would call ourselves the Serunos.
What does that mean?
That's like if you're from the South and you like gang, that's like your surname. Like you certified you are a Seruno because you're from the South. You gang.
Oh, who's your top three, bro?
Oh, wow.
Hip hop.
Yeah. Right now?
Where? In SA?
SA.
I say Big Hustle.
Okay.
Big Hustle.
MT.
Of course.
Big Hustle. Big Hustle. Yeah, excluding Big Hustle. MT, man. He's
okay,
excluding,
yeah, he's right here. Okay, yeah, he's right here.
Excluding MC.
I'll say Lucas Raps.
Okay.
I'll say Big Hash.
Okay.
Saudi.
Nasty.
Saudi?
No, I fuck with it.
McLera.
He dope too. I fuck with
Touch
him.
Touchline?
Yeah, Vash was Saudi.
I fuck with everyone.
But that's your top three. That's personal.
Yeah, it's like all a preference. My
Yeah. Sure. All right, cool. Respect.
I can't wait to hear you play one of these days, man.
Yeah, actually. Ah, but you, old man.
No, I am.
I play at varsities, though.
Yeah, I know. You won't find me there.
And I play at clubs. Type thing.
Yeah. So, bro, are you like a hood man now to these kids?
Yeah, I'm an OG now.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm an OG.
We talk
now.
Like him, we walk like him, we are him.
Man, shout out, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Shout out to Young Seruno, man. Make some noise.
Seruno. Seruno.
In closing, MT, what do you want to say, man? Thank you so much for coming, man. You're a podcast gold, eh?
Hey, thank you, McG, for this opportunity. Thank you, Saul.
Shout out, fam.
Shout out to Ghost Lady. Shout out to the team. Y'all held us down.
Of course, man. You got mad love for you, man.
Yeah, bro.
You got mad love
but
for y'all.
But don't be tweeting that we didn't pay you and shit like that. We don't pay anyone for to come
on
the podcast.
I'll be tweaking sometimes. Please bear with me. Sometimes I'm not in my right mind.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm a good kid at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know. So thank you to everyone who's supported my career from day one. Yeah, more music coming. DIY 3 coming soon. You know, International Empire. About to flex, about to get rich. Go get Seruno's song Out the Mud featuring Blackie and Wang. Yeah.
Bro, I must say, I really love this you wearing all local thing, man. It's so dope, bro.
It's beautiful.
He's
That's
wearing
way.
Drip.
Yeah.
Galax Boy, drip shoes.
Yes, sir.
Man, like imagine more prominent people in the space did what he did. Yeah. Like it's how many jobs it creates.
Right,
bro. Like this is...
Yeah. I'm on my CEO shit now.
Tell the piano kids, man. Yeah.
In the last 3 months, I'm sure I've been in like 3 boardrooms.
Wow, man. You know,
working deals out.
Nice.
I'm OG with it like that. Yeah, and shout out Virgin Music, one of our partners. Yeah.
Bro, I was expecting you to say something on a song with the diss from Big Zulu about like the... Mercedes Semqaleni Marakaraji MT, you know, when that thing was happening, you just went live. You didn't really like do a song, and that's not hip hop, I feel.
How can translate that? What did he say, Big Zulu?
Oh, he said, what was the line? Because you know, he's got a Merc.
You just said
Merc.
It.
He's got a Merc tattoo.
What was the line? You just said it.
Oh, is that how I said it? Probably? Yeah. He said, Mercedes Semqaleni Marakaraja MT. Obviously, a play on his name.
Me, I grew up during an era where Squaran.
Wow.
So, when I'm from Quara, I'm from Gunshai.
No! Questa, who's Lengele? Duncan, who's laying it up? No, I'm too good. Okay, it's our next. So it's hip hop. He gets it.
I can't waste the time like that.
Imagine if Drake said he can't waste studio time, or if Kendrick said I can't waste studio time.
I got food shower, son. I got food shower.
No, but as an MC, you gotta defend, you know, your thing. You know, you're hip hop. You have to.
If I made that, response, this track or whatever, it's gonna hit hard and
it should
do the numbers, and I'm gonna diss the shit out of him and piss him off, and he's gonna wanna shoot me.
No, it's hip hop, bro. Big Zulu. Bro, no!
Y'all niggas had him with a strap on.
Yeah. No! Big Zulu. Bro, Big Zulu recorded a song and dissed everyone.
I ain't trying to fuck with that. Y'all niggas had him with a strap. With a strap on here.
Man.
I ain't trying to play with that.
You gotta let these hip-hop niggas bully you, bro.
He ain't hip-hop.
He ain't hip-hop?
No.
What is he?
In Caviezo.
All right. Hey, man, MT, thank you so much for coming
through, man.
May God continue to bless you, man. I feel like you're scamming the whole country. There's no way he's like this, bro. In the boardroom, I'm sure he's like fully focused on Timmy Keys.
Yeah, even when he performs, it's lit. It's on.
Yeah.
Ain't no ways, man.
Ain't no ways,
nah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Spansa Musha Span. Spansa Musha Span.
Yeah. Shout out to you, MT, man.
Peace.
May God continue to bless you, man. We're out of here. Podcast and chill. Oh, yes, by the way, tomorrow we're at Woodmead, eh? In Makro.
Woodmead, tomorrow, voting go Woodmead. Tomorrow's the vote. Oh, shit, this is Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Friday, Woodmead, boy, Makro.
Yeah, we're doing a meet and greet in Woodmead, Makro, from 3 until 5:30. See us there.
You want to come through? We're doing Saruno's single launch in Rose to Bank. Pull up.
Rose to Bank. Is that a good
Rose
club?
Rose to Bank, yeah. So the bank flowers.
No, I meant to say Rose Bank.
Rose to Bank.
Rose Bank.
Shout out, man. We're here for Cousin Chill.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.